The Richest Man in Britain by Nick Hornby and Giles Smith. Episode 4, The African Village.
Four pieces of modern Moorcroft, which, with an estimate of 100 to 200 pounds...
Dom! Patricia! Dom! Anyone! Oh! I'll give a year's salary to anyone who answers the door. Tax free. When was the last time Elton John had to stop watching Cash in the Attic to open his own front door? Oh, great. Now the remote's packed up.
Represent a charity called...
How did you get up here?
Well, I walked.
But you must have come through at least three checkpoints.
I did. The guards were very helpful. They seemed to think you'd share my concerns with the terrible situation in Mutu.
Ha ha. Yes. The lads down there have a wonderful sense of humour. To tell you the truth, Naomi, when you've got billions and you employ security guards who all earn minimum wage, there are tensions sometimes. Not that you want to hear about my problems.
I actually came here to talk about somebody else's problems. Mutu is a small village on the slopes of Kilimanjaro.
I wouldn't mind, but on top of everything else, the remote's on the blink, so I couldn't do live pause. You don't know anything about remotes, do you?
Remote African villages, yes. Remote controls, no.
Right, so you're not much use to me. Not much use to anyone, really.
Well, I'd like to think I was of some use to the people of Mutu.
You're not going to let this drop, are you?
I don't think I'd be very good at my job if I did.
I haven't really got a handle on what it is you do yet.
Can I take up 5 minutes of your time to explain?
You want to come in?
Oh, if that's okay with you.
What the hell? I've missed the auction bit now anyway. Feet!
Wow! What an amazing place!
Oh, thank you.
Where does this little railway line run to?
There's a map up there on the wall if you're interested. The first stop's the cinema, but to be honest, you could walk that in 5 minutes.
And is that a timetable I can see underneath it?
That's just Colin in Transport's idea of a joke. You fancy a cup of tea? Oh,
if you're making one.
You're very sweet. No, I'm not making one. But my mum runs a little cafe just down the hall here. Sort of a greasy spoon type place. The tea's all right, though. And there might be some cakes left.
Is it open to the public?
Theoretically, yes. The idea was to provide Mum with some company. But, you know, it's actually inside the house and the checkpoints are usually manned, so that hasn't worked out as well as we'd hoped. Here we are. It's better. Me poor old knees.
I like it. It's got an old-fashioned feel.
Yeah. We've gone for 1974. Hey, do you like bar sixes?
I'm not sure I know what they are.
Bless you. You're a child. Your bar six was chocolatey, but biscuity too, without at any point losing the sense that it was a chocolate bar. That takes genius. Or how about a marathon? M-A-R-A-T-H-O-N. The relevant companies have been good enough to keep some of the old lines going for us. Mum! You've got customers! She's probably out the back listening to Diddy David Hamilton. He broadcasts for us exclusively now. 2 till 4:30, like the old days.
I'm coming!
We know what we want. You don't need to...
Just because I have a disability don't mean I can't provide a proper service.
Mum, this is... Actually, who are you?
I'm Naomi.
Naomi's got an African village she's trying to sell me.
Perfect, because you're daft enough to buy one.
No, I'm not trying to sell...
Has it ever occurred to you that I might enjoy owning an African village, Mum? How much do you want for it?
The village itself isn't actually up for sale.
You'd buy an African village just to spite me, wouldn't you?
Yes, and I know the perfect place for it. Right here. I'd love the sound of happy African children echoing down the corridor instead of you moaning. We'll put the totem pole up where the urn is now. And
with like a stream, fresh running water.
Ah, now it's funny you should say
you wouldn't dare.
Name your price, Naomi.
No, look, really, I'm not selling.
What do African villages go for these days? Couple of mil? 10?
I really have no idea. You see, the very real problem Mutu faces right now...
Rifle ring sting, I suppose, he knows.
That's right, you go ahead and get an African village just because I said you shouldn't. Can you believe this, Naomi? What a contrary so-and-so my son is.
It would depend a lot on the size of the village, I suppose. What are we talking about here, Naomi? A kind of tiny Trumptony type thing? Or was it more sort of Knutsford-y, urban overspill African village?
I'm telling you, Naomi, if I told him he'd had to do it, he'd have said no, like it was the most stupid idea he'd ever heard.
I guess eventually my people would need some figures on acres, number of mud huts, etc. But what if you take 10 mil now as a down payment and then we'll sort the details out later?
Ooh, don't listen to him, Naomi. More money than sense, this one.
Yeah, but when you think about it, who could ever have as much sense as I've got money? That would just be an impossible amount of sense.
Look, can I interrupt
all his life going against me, Naomi? It's like a mission with him.
I should probably go. This obviously isn't a good moment. Maybe I should just leave a leaflet for you to have a look at later in your own time.
Who's this in the picture?
Him. That's Didier.
Cute kid.
Yeah. Fortunately, we got to Didier.
What do you mean?
Well, we reached him in time, with water. Some of his family, they weren't so lucky.
Really?
That's Mutu's problem, you see. No water.
No water?
No, no water.
What, not even from a tap or anything?
Not even from a tap.
So how do they live, then?
Look, why don't I sit down and tell you a bit more? Maybe over that cup of tea?
Good idea. Get the kettle on, Mon. I'm parched. My stomach thinks my throat's been cut. Right, I fancy being Yoshi today. Don't move over a bit.
Well, I will be Luigi. But before we start, Dave, I've got a bit of news for you.
Go on.
Do you remember that bloke, Alex, who came and pitched to us, wanted us to invest in his business?
No. Jog me up.
He turned up with a load of African drummers and that blonde woman who got thrown off The Apprentice.
Did he have a goatee?
No. No goatee.
Oh. You sure?
Sure. They had a fight and we had to separate them.
Who was he fighting with, the drummers or the bird off The Apprentice?
The Apprentice woman.
I was going to say, if it all went off with the drummers, that would be hard to forget, wouldn't it? But if it was just a domestic...
But there were 20 drummers in tribal costume out on the lawn.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry, anyway. He ended up making himself a mint. And us.
Oh. Why does it always happen to us, Dom? I mean, I can't remember this geezer. But all the signs point to him being absolutely clueless, right?
Right.
African drummers, fights, cast-offs from reality TV shows. He was a chancer.
Mm.
If I agreed to fund his stupid idea, it was presumably on the basis that I was going to get rid of a few quid. So what went wrong?
He's gone and got himself a 95% market share in Benelux.
Benelux. Don't tell me.
Go on.
I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember playing the Benelux Odeon on the Flowers for Warmongers tour. I can't for the life of me remember where it was.
Belgium, Luxembourg, the Netherlands.
No, give up.
No, that's the answer.
How does that work then?
Be is Belgium, ne is the Netherlands, and Lux is Luxembourg.
So, what's this guy with a goatee done? We should call him that, the guy with a goatee. GG.
So this guy...
GG.
Yes, GG. He was into water.
Water? That's weird, because that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Would you like a glass, Dave? I'll give someone a shake.
No. It was... Anyway, let's talk about GG's water first.
Okay, so it's African GG's water.
African.
Supposed to be the purest water you can buy, bottled straight from the slopes of Kilimanjaro. By the time it gets to a Benelux newsagent, it hasn't even stopped flowing.
Blimey, that is fresh.
Apparently.
Hold on. Kilimanjaro, Africa.
Yep, that's the one. Apparently the pure snow melts, comes down the slopes and hits this little village called Mutu.
No, not Mutu. Not little Didier.
What do you know about Mutu?
This morning, Naomi, they've got no water.
No, hey, no, Dave, remember to breathe. Remember what we've been learning in yoga. Breathe!
Yes? This morning, I was watching Cash in the Attic and the doorbell rang. And this very nice young woman came in and explained that she was trying to save this African village called Mutu because it had no water.
Yeah.
I mean, not just no water in their newsagents' coal cabinets, but not even anything coming out of their taps. Like when we had that problem with the roadworks and the water board, except, like, forever. Not just for an afternoon. And I was going to buy it. And I offered her 10 mil, and she's coming back this afternoon with a form, because the one she brought with her wasn't a 10 mil kind of a form. And, Dom, they've got no water because Gigi is selling it, and I'm making a fortune. What are we going to do?
Well, we can help her out, can't we? Plough some of the profits back there, all of them, if you're feeling really bad.
We can't do that, Dom, don't you see?
No.
It would make us look guilty.
Well, we sort of are, as it turns out, unbeknownst to us, unwittingly.
But we didn't know anything about it, did we?
Of course we didn't.
Gigi never even mentioned Africa, did he?
Not directly, no. He certainly never mentioned Mutu.
And I bet little Didier never came off.
Whew, not once.
Well, there we are, then.
What time's your friend Naomi coming back? I'll deal with her.
Four-ish, she said. What sort of amount makes us look not guilty, do you think? 50 quid? A monkey? Somewhere in between?
Hello! Mrs. Mabbott, are you back there?
Is that you, Ken? Be with you in a minute. I'm just finishing off these dishes. That's that little job done.
Oh, busy as ever, Mrs. M.
Oh, you'd be amazed how the washing up mounts up in this cafe, Ken. Especially when you consider how there's no one comes in.
Ah, no one, well... That's not true. You see, I'm here, aren't I?
But you haven't come in for anything, have you?
Well, that depends, Mrs. M. I mean, what are you offering?
Oh, you are a sauce. What about a cup of tea for starters? It's not been made all that long. And I think I've still got one of my chocolate eclairs, if you fancy.
Are they fresh?
Well, they were when I made them.
I think I'm all right, thanks. I really just came over to bring you back your soda stream.
What was up with it in the end?
Oh, it's just basic wear and tear, really.
Doesn't surprise me. Dave does love his soda stream, especially the cola one. Can't see the appeal myself.
Well, it's what you grow up with, really, isn't it? I myself am very partial to a condensed milk and chocolate spread sandwich. But people tend to poo-poo it.
We wanted to serve that here. They wouldn't let us. Health and safety, I think it was. Normally is these days. They were the same about the open fire roasting pit. Someone could walk into it, they said. Well, who's going to be stupid enough to do that? I said. Your son, they said.
Well, suppose I had a point.
Hardly. He's never going to walk into an open fire roasting pit. Stumble into it, maybe, or roll into it. Even so, I think they were nitpicking.
I'm on my way to see your son now, actually. He paged me to say he's got a problem with the remote control for his telly.
Well, that would bring his busy week shuddering to a halt, no doubt about that.
I'll see what I can do for him. It's normally just the batteries. They don't last long. Or at least, they don't when you watch as much telly as Dave does.
I sometimes think this place would fall apart completely without you, Ken.
Oh, no, no. It's just maintenance. Besides, I enjoy it.
You're very good at it too, Ken. I don't mind telling you, a proper treasure.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Mrs. M. Here, you're not thinking of adopting, are you?
Why, you need a bit of looking after, Ken.
No. No. It's just all these leaflets here with the kid on them.
Those? No. That was this morning. There was this girl turned up to see Dave. A Naomi. Very persuasive she was. Trying to raise money for this African village that's hit by drought. Horrific situation. Very saddening. We take so much for granted, Ken. You think of these families and they're suffering over something as basic as water. Well, puts my little business with the lavatory flush into perspective, doesn't it?
Well, that was certainly a different kind of problem.
And this little chap here in the photo, he's called Didier. Bless his little heart. That was what really swung it for me, Ken, and for Dave, too. Those eyes. Those imploring eyes. You can't look at a picture like that and not feel like you want to help.
I guess not.
Dave was very moved. He was going to write a cheque for the entire village, relocate the place here.
A whole African village? Blimey. That would take some maintenance.
Oh, I don't think it's happening. The girl said it wasn't a purchaser she was looking for so much as a cash injection.
Money she was after then, was it? Might have known. Always comes down to that in the end, doesn't it, with those charity types?
More often as not, I suppose, yes.
Yeah, most of the time it's a scam, of course.
Oh, I hardly think so, Ken. Now you're being cynical.
If you'd had the run-ins with charity that I've had, Mrs. M, you'd be just as cautious.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This kid came to my door once. Tea time it was. Said he was doing a sponsored hop for the deaf and would I like to sponsor him? Well, I smelled a rat straight away. He wasn't even hopping.
Ah, but maybe he was going to hop, you know, later.
Well, doubt it very much, Mrs. M. Hopping for the deaf. He was up to something. I could just tell. Didn't get anywhere with me, though. I sent him back up the path with a flea in his ear.
Well, I think that's a bit harsh.
The ones that really get me are the ones outside the shops. You know, the ones that stop you on the way out the door and say, have you got a moment? I talked to one once. Worked for Famine Relief, he said. So I called his bluff. I told him, I'm not giving you any money, but listen, I've got an old hoe in the shed that I don't need. The handle's a bit splintery, but go easy and you'll get a couple more years out of it. No worries. Are you interested?
Was he?
Was he, heck? We're not actually collecting tools today, he said. That sums it up for me. They'll take your money off you all day long. But you offering something useful, like a perfectly acceptable old hoe? Oh, no. Anyway, I expect the money was ending up in his back pocket.
Surely not. They've got these badges on that say they're official.
Oh, anyone could run one of those up. Oh,
you think someone would actually do that?
I don't think so, Mrs. M. I know so. Happens all the time, bank on it. In fact, give me that leaflet. There you go. See? Straight away, that photo don't seem right to me.
Well, of course it's not right. No child should have to go without water in this day and age.
I don't mean that. I mean the T-shirt.
What about the T-shirt?
Well, like the fact that this so-called Didier is wearing a T-shirt in the first place.
Why shouldn't he be wearing a T-shirt?
Hello, Mrs. M. Africa. Hot place.
Well, they have T-shirts in Africa, don't they?
Oh, Mrs. M, you've been looking at too many charity leaflets.
But what about the stuff behind Didier, in the background? The Mad Hat, all those other children. You can't fake that.
Oh, Mrs. M, trust me. Nowadays, with computers they've got, they can fake anything.
Looks like Africa to me.
Yeah, sure, looks like it. But here, do you ever go to that clothes shop in Woodham? Ivory silk.
Ivory silk fashions on the high street.
Aye. Well, you know the changing room area, where they've got like a bit of an African theme going on? Well, there's your mud-hut, if you need one.
You're telling me this photo wasn't taken in Africa at all, but that it was set up outside the changing rooms in ivory silk fashions in Woodham?
Maybe not specifically there, no, but somewhere like it, maybe. I'm just saying it's easily done, and I wouldn't put it past people.
Which would make Naomi, the Naomi, a fraud.
Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. M. It's a dark and crooked world we live in.
But she seems so sincere.
Aye, I bet she did. Sincere about ripping you off, Mrs. M.
Blimminick, a scam, you reckon? But Dave's about to give her 10 million quid in cash. Probably 20 million by now.
Are we too late?
We might be. Jump on the pillion, Ken. I know a shortcut. Good man. Hands on my waist. That's it. Little lower. 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 Perfect.
What's the date, Dom?
The 7th.
Thanks, Dom. Very helpful. 7th and what?
Oh, sorry. March.
I don't know, Naomi. He's got a degree, but he doesn't know what day it is. What month, anyway? Well, he does know, but he won't tell you. Unless you ask him. Graduates. There you go. That's a few bucketfuls for little Didier.
Oh, thank you. £87.50.
Dom reckoned 75. I reckoned 100.
I think it might have been the other way around, actually, Dave.
Doesn't really matter now, does it? Anyway, put that figure in your computer when you get back to the office, and you'll find we've split the difference.
I'm not being... I don't wish to... Earlier on, we had talked about a somewhat more sizeable donation. I went all the way back to the office to get the right form.
Earlier on?
Well, when we went for a cup of tea. In your mum's calf.
Mum's calf? No, still not getting anything. You should come and have a cup of tea there, though. They've got bar sixes, and Diddy David Hamilton broadcasts exclusively for the cafe between 2 and 4:30. If you nip round the back and see him, he'll dedicate a song to you.
Can I have a word with you, Dave, in private?
Absolutely.
I can see what you're doing here, Dave, but I'm not sure it's going to work.
No?
Well, why are you writing her a cheque at all?
You think we can get away with giving her nothing?
No, I didn't mean that. I meant pretending you don't remember meeting her might not be the way to go. When she came back just now, you started writing a cheque without her asking for it. You're sort of admitting you've met her before, aren't you?
So she's lured me into a trap.
Sort of.
I mean, I know they do things for the best possible motives, Dom, but the way they go about it... It's sneaky, isn't it?
They're desperate, Dave. Little Didier and all that. They think the ends justify the means.
I suppose so. Blimey, it's hard, isn't it?
It's hard working for a charity, you mean, or it's hard being Little Didier?
Well, I suppose both of them have their minus points, but no. I meant it's hard being me. £87.50 or 10 mil. What do you think? Advise me up, Dom. And none of that on-the-one-hand stuff. Just tell me the figure and I'll give it to her.
But of course, those aren't necessarily the choices, are they, Dave? There are plenty of other numbers. Those two aren't set in stone.
But I want them to be, Tom. Can't you see that? To be honest, if we had more time, I'd like you to actually do it. Go after the stonemasons, tell him the numbers and get them, you know, set. Have we got a stonemason on site?
I believe that's a vacancy we're currently trying to fill.
Don't you see? Unless we stick to those two choices, we're in the land of chaos, aren't we? Chaos land. Where would we stop? There are so many numbers in the world, aren't there? 250, a grand, 100 grand, £87.75. I want to choose between two. I want you to choose between two, actually.
I can't do that, Dave. It's your money at the end of...
Choose!
10 mil.
10 million quid? Are you sure?
No.
Because you have to be with an amount that size.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, no. I'm holding you to it. What? I'm taking your first answer.
No, Dave,
too late to back out.
No, Dave, please.
Naomi, it's your lucky day.
Terry!
Stop!
Hello, Mum. Hello, Ken. Oh, no, toilet's blocked again.
Have you given her anything yet?
No. I was just about to tear up a cheque for £87.50 and give her 10 million instead.
Ken thinks he's a fraud.
A fraud?
Yes. He says those photos of little Didier were taken at Ivory Silk in Woodham in the changing rooms.
Or somewhere similar.
This is outrageous.
Explain yourself, young lady.
Well, there's nothing to explain. I came here out of genuine concern for Didier and the villagers from Mutu. They're my life.
So explain Ivory Silk in Woodham, then.
Or similar.
What are you talking about? Where and what is Ivory Silk?
Or similar.
Stop saying that now, Ken. You've made your point.
I think I have to say it by law, Dave. If it turns out she took the photo somewhere else and we've been banging on about Ivory Silk in Woodham, I don't know where we'd stand legally. I mean, she'd be not guilty on a technicality for sure. She might even sue us.
Makes sense. I must admit, I didn't know you had a legal background, Ken.
Well, I didn't get the actual, you know, certificate.
Am I free to go? Or are you going to press charges? I'm not spending another second wasting my time with you people.
You people! Do you hear that? They always try and take the moral high ground, don't they?
Ironic, isn't it? Let me tell you a story, Naomi. A couple of hours ago, I was asking myself some pretty serious philosophical questions. Like, for example, am I entitled to take water from an African village that doesn't have any, bottle it, and sell it in Benelux for a vast profit, thus making myself a few extra mil that, frankly, I don't need?
I'm sorry. You're seriously thinking about doing that?
I've seriously gone and done it, Naomi. Or rather, a man with a goatee called Alex has done it for me. The man's called Alex, by the way, not the goatee. I won't tell you the name of the relevant African village. You wouldn't believe it. But I will tell you the truth. There was a moment of doubt back there.
Looked at from a certain angle, it might appear a little dodgy, especially in these so-called days of so-called political correctness. But then I come across frauds like you and I think, Dave, you've got nothing to worry about. Your heart's in the right place. See, Naomi, I'll always put something back. Whether it's in the form of old leather trousers to the charity jumble sale or employing a senior citizen like Diddy David Hamilton on a rolling contract. He was 70 last year. How many 70-year-olds are you employing then? No, I didn't think so.
I'm not listening to this for another second.
Go on, run away. But in the end, Naomi, there'll be nowhere left to hide.
Well, people always shout that, don't they? I always do, anyway. That's about the third time I've shouted it today. And yet it's not really true, is it? How can there be nowhere left to hide? There are a lot of places, if you think about it. There are probably as many places as there are numbers. If you don't believe in infinity, which I don't.
Oh, that's interesting, Dave. I didn't know that about you.
Yep, little pet theory of mine. You can't go higher than a trillion.
2 trillion?
Nope.
Fascinating. I'll have to have a think about that.
I do hope Ken's right about Naomi.
I don't think he'd make an allegation like that unless he was 100%. Would you, Ken?
Well, sometimes you just get a gut feeling. Or similar.
I would have given her the 10 mil, Dom.
I know you would have.
But what can you do?
Nothing.
Would you like a bar 6? On the house.
The Richest Man in Britain starred Mark Williams as Dave, with Russell Tovey as Dom. Aisha Antoine as Naomi, the charity worker, Linda Bellingham as Dave's mum, and Phil Cornwall as Ken, the maintenance man. It was written by Nick Hornby and Giles Smith, and the producer was Lucy Armitage.
Yeah, next week, the wealthy rocker and his assistant fight over the one thing.